decision's big. You know, I'm sure wherever I end up in my career, it'll be up there with the decisions, because I'm only young and I'm fresh in the job. You know, I think career-minded people and people in football will realise it's a very, very good move, you know, for my own progression, for my own CV. And, you know, to come to a club like Chesterfield, it's a very good move. You know, certain other people will question it, like you've mentioned, you know, why would you be a number one to a number two? I certainly don't see it like that. I see a bigger picture to where I want to be in my own career, you know, whether it be in 10 years' time, you know, so be it. You know, like I said, I'm only 33 and I've still got a lot to learn. I've got loads of enthusiasm and, you know, I've got a long time on my hands.
Was it a decision that you agonised over, or was it quite a simple decision in the end?
Well, with how it came about, there weren't quite a lot of time. You know, it's not as though it's been in place for a long time, because it hasn't. But, you know, once the question got asked and, you know, I spoke to a couple of people, you know, I sat down with my family and everything else, and, you know, it quickly became apparent that, you know, in my personal life, professional life, that, you know, it's a very, very good move, and it's a very exciting move. You know, I've been at Accrington a long time, and, you know, the change, like I mentioned, for my CV and my own kind of experience, it's a good move, and it's a move forward.
Will you take good memories from Accrington? Obviously, it's a small club, but a good club.
I'll take some, you know, fantastic memories from Accrington. I think it'll live with me forever. You know, if I drop out of football tomorrow, it'll be a big part of my life still. I've met some fantastic people who work there, you know, and I really don't class them as colleagues. You know, I think they become friends, and, you know, when you do move on, you quickly realise how close you are to certain people. But, you know, that, like the saying goes, one door closes and a big one opens, and in Chesterfield, you know, throughout the club, where it wants to be, you know, I want to be part of that journey, and, you know, hopefully we can knock on a few doors, you know, in the Championship and progress as a club, because, you know, quickly realise it deserves that.
Tell us about this club then, because the infrastructure's there. It is a team that has won this division before and has got into League One and then has maybe taken a little bit of a step back as it was moving forward. But you obviously, to make this move, feel like this is a team that is going places.
I certainly do, yeah. I mean, you've mentioned the infrastructure, you know, from the chairman to the chief executive down to the players, the fans, the people who work here. You can quickly see it's a club on the move, you know, and I think it needs to go in that direction. It needs to go in it, you know, and it quickly, professionally. And it doesn't come without, you know, a good work ethic and application. And I think if you can get that blend together, you know, you can see it'll be an exciting place and it'll be a very good place to work.
Tell us about Paul Cook. We've got to know him over the last few months, obviously, as the Chesterfield manager. You know him a lot better than most people. So what is he like?
Well, personally, and, you know, you've mentioned in the first question, you know, why would you move from a number one to a number two? I learned a lot of Paul in my brief time with him. In my opinion, you know, I've come back to work with him because I do believe in his theory, his ethos in football, his work ethic, second to none. I still think he'll be a very, very successful manager, you know, and I believe in what he does. I think Chesterfield, you know, I think they've got a really good manager in Paul, and, you know, I hope he's the man to take us forward and to take us to some very good places. Like I said, you know, I learned a lot off him. And I'm expected to do that again in abundance. So, you know, I'm excited, and I wish it was starting tomorrow.
He doesn't waste any time, does he? I mean, the season's finished and he's already making a lot of moves for next season.
Yeah, I think he's quite, you know, he's driven in the fact of where he wants to be and what he wants to do. You know, and I share that with him, you know, with a club like this. I think it deserves to be in a good place, and, you know, like I said, you can't stand still. You've got to work really hard, because it's, you know, it's first and foremost, League Two is a tough league. You know, some good players, some good managers, some very good teams, so you must move forward. And, you know, whether it's proactive or the right decision, it'll be there, remain to be seen, you know, in the next, say, you know, a few years. So, you know, hopefully we can do that and we can do it well.
How do you two work? A lot of management teams, they may have a good cop and a bad cop. Is that how you see this partnership?
Not really, no. I think if somebody deserves to get nailed, whoever's in the room, nail them. If they deserve to get praise them. You know, if they're working hard and they deserve every credit, we'll give them the credit. Again, I just think, you know, if your work ethic's good and you apply yourself and you're very professional in what you do, you know, other things will take care of themselves. You know, I've got a very good input in League Two. I've been around it a long time. I'd like to, in my own personal opinion, I think I've got a good theory and, again, a good work ethic. Hopefully, it'll shine through, and I'll be part of the you know, Chesterfield Football Club going forward.
What is the Cook Richardson ethos then? Because you've touched on it there, and we've seen a bit of it, but I think that the manager wants to be able to bring the players in that will shape exactly what his vision is. obviously, I don't expect you to go into too many details here to give anything away, but what is sort of your plan for this team? How do you want to play? How do you want to set up?
First and foremost, it's as simple as, you know, you've got to work hard, you know, daily. You know, you're in a very, very privileged and very, very good job, and now I'm in a very, very good place to do that job. You know, we're both under the same page of you want to play football in a certain way, and, you know, especially this day and age, it's not easy to afford to come and watch football, you know, especially if you've got kids and family and, you know, and things. So you must give support, you know, the supporters, especially with this fan base. You've got to give them something to enjoy and, you know, endure and want to come back, you know, which we'll try and do that, and we'll try and do it regular. And in this industry, you need to win games. You know, I'm very much about winning. I don't like losing. I've been privileged to play at some good places under some very, very good managers and very good coaches. You know, again, I've managed to win a few medals, which is great along the way. So I'm not used to anything but to going forward. And, you know, I think we'll bring that as well.
It's going to be a tough division, though. We saw that last season. You'll know all about it, having managed Accrington. But there's also some big teams, you know, even though they've had the financial issues, having a club like Portsmouth in League Two, won an FA Cup just a few years ago. And it's going to be a very competitive league, isn't it?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's great for League Two. I think you've seen a big change over the last few years with, you know, there's no weak teams about. You know, I've just come from Accrington Stanley, and I can't speak highly enough about them. You know, you go there, you'll get a game. You know, don't care who you are. You know, whether you're a Premier League team or, you know, top League Two team, you'll get a game. So you've got to have that work ethic, and you've got to have that desire first. You can't turn up at any ground, Dagenham's or any. You can't turn up to any ground expecting to win. You must go there and earn the right. You must go there and earn the right to win the fight first, and then, you know, lucky enough for at Chesterfield who you know, hopefully we'll have the good players to shine through, and, you know, we'll go and get them wins to be where we want to be.
Do you know much about the squad that you are going to work with now? Do you have sort of a good insight into the players that you're going to have and the moves that maybe Paul is going to make to shape the team?
Yes, yeah, I've got quite a big influence over that. So, you know, I've seen, you know, Chesterfield this year quite often. You know, we've played them a few times, and I've managed to see them home and away, you know, a good number of times. So, you know, the players who remain, I know them well enough to have an opinion, and the players that were coming in, you know, again, I'll have a good opinion of them as well.
Do you think you'll be a manager again one day? Is that something that you see as an ambition? I know that some people obviously do have that ambition. Others sort of feel more comfortable as a number two.
I'm 33 years old. You know, I've had a brief taste of what it takes, which gives you that appetite to do it again. You know, I genuinely believe I'm good at what I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made the move, you know, to a club like Chesterfield. Because, you know, to come to a club like Chesterfield's got a criteria, and you must stick to that, and you must be up for that. And, you know, I do feel, you know, I'm the man to do that, you know, along with Paul and other staff at the club, you know, all the way throughout. So to answer your question, you know, one day, yeah, you know, in 10 years, I'm still only 43, so I think I've got a lot of time to learn and progress and be as good as I hopefully can be to take that forward.